All right, let's talk about our Super Bowl team dinner that was last night, coming up next. All right, we're telling stories from yesterday after our TMZ bus tour of Hollywood. We all went to the east side of downtown Los Angeles for our annual Super Bowl ticket team dinner. I posted a picture from the team dinner on my Instagram page. I'm at Junes Miller, America's favorite photographer. Hmm? And as always, we had a great time last night. The whole crew was there. And to get there, I don't know the route you guys took, but I rode with Kat and Dan and Bob, I think, was in our car. No, Bob and Corby joined us later. Mm-hmm. I can't remember who else was in the car.
I think you're on the same route we were, and I think I know where you're going.
We went right through Skid Row.
Yeah.
Wow.
The worst part of downtown.
Isn't that sad?
It is so sad.
It's unbelievable. You may or may not know, they've got a problem out here with the homeless population. It's surging. They have so many tents on the street, and when you go through Skid Row, it's nothing but tents. It looks like, you know, one of those sites that you would see during a border crisis with refugees fleeing a country.
Maybe after a disaster.
Yeah,
or
maybe after a disaster. Yeah. It's so sad.
It really is. It was really depressing. It goes on for blocks.
Yes.
And blocks the road we were going down. Then you look down the street, and you'd see it go for a couple more blocks of the streets you were passing. And as Gordo said, when we were driving through, we were in the car ahead of you. So we're one of the richest countries in the world, and this is what it looks like.
Yeah.
I don't know how you fix it. I don't know what to do about it. I know some people are trying, but, boy, it sure is sobering to see that. And then we go eat a
ridiculously nice meal.
Yeah, right. I know.
It was stark. It made me very uncomfortable. I can't determine if that made me as uncomfortable as my seating position. But in the car.
Yeah.
So get this, Junior. We were in different vehicles. We get into one of these cars for hire.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not our preferred car for hire company, which we have also taken on this trip.
Mm-hmm.
And had a very pleasant experience. So we get in this vehicle. Giorgio gets in the guy wouldn't let you sit in the front. There was nobody
right.
Who could sit in the front. Okay. So we have to sit in the back, and then I forget who was in the far back behind us. It was Saroy and Donnie, I think, right? Mm. Giorgio and I are in the second row. So I get in on the driver's side, and I'm like, ooh, this is odd. He obviously has moved his chair back or something when he got out of the vehicle, or because he not only had his chair all the way back, but he had a lean going on his seat. That was so invasive into that second row. It was unbelievable. It was like comical.
I had more room than you have in an exit row in an airplane.
Yes. Giorgio gets in the second row passenger side, and he had the front row passenger seat moved all the way up, shoved straight into the airbag. So George has about 10 feet of leg room, and I just posted a picture of what I had to sit in. You
look
see
at that
me.
Pic.
Look at that picture of me. I'm in full birthing position on this
between
ride.
Between his legs.
I had to spread my legs around his seat because he gets in to drive, and he moved his seat. He reaches down to the electric controls and starts moving his seat forward, and that lasted for 1 second. He moved it up half an inch. And then that was it. He was done adjusting his seat for our comfort.
Why didn't you ask him, could you move it up some more?
Because he had already yelled at Mike Saroy for having his mask off.
So
he scared us.
He seemed angry.
Yeah, he seemed to be a loose cannon. And the way he drove, you think I drive aggressive? This guy had a full load of passengers, and he was cutting in and out like it was NASCAR.
Yeah. It was really scary.
I mean, it was
really
an insane ride.
Wow.
And the whole time I'm there with my feet up in the stirrups having to deal with his driving. But he was not interested in my comfort whatsoever.
I give it to the cat man. He always seems to find an awesome restaurant, and that was an awesome restaurant.
So you'll need to tune in to the Normandy invasion, because I'm sure Donnie's going to tell this part of the story when my meal arrived. So on the menu, I saw this pasta dish with pesto, and it sounded good, so I ordered it, and I read the menu, handkerchief pasta. But for some reason in my mind, I was thinking I was getting something like bow tie pasta. I confused the accoutrements of a suit, the tie.
Yeah, you knew it was
the,
an article of clothing.
In the pocket square. And I, for some reason, I was expecting bow tie pasta with a little pesto. Well, I just posted a picture on Twitter of my meal and what it looked like when it came to the table. And Donovan was cry laughing. He was sitting next to me. He said, the look on my face when that arrived, I was started looking around the restaurant frantically, like, this can't be mine. This cannot be mine. This is not what I ordered. I don't know what the hell it was. It was this long strand of pasta.
It was a handkerchief of pasta. So it was a sheet of pasta that they had left crumbled up, and they put pesto sauce on it. I thought it looked good.
That looks good to me.
On a scale of 1 to 10, it was a 5. It wasn't good, but it wasn't bad. It was just I wolfed it down because I was hungry. But it looks disgusting, and if you zoom in on that picture.
It does. It looks like someone has thrown up who has a gallbladder problem.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Looks like bile.
Oh.
If you zoom in really closely, it also looks like it could be a screen grab from a colonoscopy.
Oh, man. That's what y'all are laughing at down there. I was at the other end of the table.
Yeah, we had
that.
The fun side of the table.
Yeah,
I noticed there was so much more laughter on our end of the table than y'all's end of the table.
We had fun. We had good conversation.
Y'all were over there talking about how weird this ex-employee is and that ex-employee.
That's usually your job. We just did that at the very end.
We were coming up with really funny hypotheticals, which may be in the corner. We can go over a couple of them.
Yes, we had a bunch.
Some we can't.
Yeah, some of them are so vulgar that we can't even talk
Imagine
about.
Imagine that.
Heck, even the ride to the restaurant after the TMZ tour. Oh, and that was when we were going back to the hotel, wasn't it? When you, me, and Dan were sharing a vehicle together. And I don't know that I've laughed that hard in a car in a long time either.
We were cry laughing there.
We had so many funny scenarios going. Oh, most of them involved Norm lovemaking that we can't get into on
Norm
the air.
Alone.
What was that driver thinking about our conversation?
George, we had like some of the hardest stomach, grabbing laughter that we've had in our professional lives going on in the back seat. And we had a driver that did not react one single bit.
No. Never moved, never said anything.
I mean, we were coming up with great lines and everything. Nothing from him. Nothing
well,
was
he didn't
funny.
Know Norm.
Nothing was even interesting. Well, you didn't need to know Norm. You'd get context clues and hear this great, punchline that Dan would throw out or Junior. I mean, but he just didn't react at all.
All right.
Don't get the drivers out here.
Yeah.
Meanwhile.
Don't funnel cake it right now.
We got to
get it. Whoa, bingo! Bingo!
So to weight loss, Crest Cars of Frisco bring us our crosstalk with Norm and Donnie and Mike, our friends. Gordon and I love you so much. We're going to stick around for a couple segments this morning.
I can't make it, but I think Georgia
you
will
are
be here.
Right here. You don't have
you
to move.
Not make it?
Yeah, but I'm scheduled to be right over there about a minute after the show.
Out the door.
And then 2 minutes after the show, I'm scheduled to be even further that way.
You're going over on FanDuel?
No, beyond FanDuel.
The
beyond
exit.
FanDuel.
Yeah. Beyond FanDuel.
What's beyond FanDuel in America?
Okay, mark that. We're going to leave that aside.
Norm's doing edibles.
Yeah. So, Junior, we heard your segment about the team dinner, and As a huge fan of yours, and I was privileged to sit next to you.
The privilege was all mine.
At the restaurant last night. When that
disgusting
plate,
hollow cheap exchange.
When that plate was placed in front of you, and the look on your face was the greatest thing I'd ever seen in my life. It's like when people fall down, and they look around to see if someone saw them fall. That's the expression he had when that plate was put in front of him.
He had the wide-eye snap look right at the waitress who set it down.
Just down.
That was a pretty strange-looking dish.
I was 100% sure that wasn't my plate.
Right. Because and then he checked the rest of the table. Nobody else got that? Nope. Just me?
Because when he ordered it the first pasta because it was the first one. It was a funny name, I guess. I don't know.
They all had weird names.
Yeah, he needed to translate last night.
And then the waiter set it down. June said, "Hey, I ordered the first pasta."
Pasta
that's
one.
What that is. Yeah.
Which pasta number is this one?
You know,
looks like number two.
You know, I was so desperate to change what was in front of me.
You wanted that to be someone else so badly.
You said it was only a 5 out of 10.
Yeah. It was a 5.
Well, yeah, I think mine was about 9 out of 10.
Me too.
Yeah, it looked like everybody had great meals, but you know what mine tasted like? It tasted like a frozen dinner, like a good frozen dinner.
A nice frozen dinner.
Yeah, nice one.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, that was a really, really nice restaurant. We had a really good time last night. But the menu was, you didn't have any understanding of what was happening.
No.
Because usually when you go to a place that uses the language, the Italian language, there will be in lighter print an explanation of what the dish is.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to describe it. Well, it has the description.
They didn't give you much help.
No, it really did.
And on the dessert menu, it would say things like, Ainagna. And then there would be a dash. Subelica. And you,
right.
What's that?
It was guesswork.
I want to hear more Norm doing the menu.
Yeah,
well, here's some more.
Norm reads the Italian restaurant menu.
Electa. At the dessert, Bob tried to figure out what he was having. I was sitting next to Bob. And Bob asked about 3 or 4 questions.
Oh, hey, Bob.
And finally ordered his dessert. And that made it easy for me. I said, I'll have what he's having.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he did that much research into dessert.
Did you put ice in your wine?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw the big presentation right in front of me.
Yeah. Several nice big cubes. They had big cube ice. Oh. That restaurant.
Why'd you hold your hands in front of your chest like that?
Right. Thank you, Dan, very much. Right. We'll see you guys at the boxing match. All right, joining us now, we go from a Foo Fighter to basically the whole radio station has showed up here. We invited them. George Dunham is here from the morning show.
Yay!
From the Norm and D invasion, the D is here, Donovan.
Hey, hey, hey.
And also from the Norm and D invasion, the M is here.
Yay.
Mike Soroy.
Shale.
Wow.
Dude, this morning, Bob was on our radio show.
I heard that.
And we were laughing, having a good time, doing a lot of things that might make one's mouth open. And Bob's mouth opened, and I looked in the side, and I'm like, has he always been missing this effing tooth?
Did you really notice that?
I looked
that
right
this morning?
At it. Yes, because it's right. You were sitting here, so it's like this one on top.
Yeah. I can't explain it.
I'm like, have I just always missed that?
I swallowed his tooth.
Yes, I like the.
I mean, it's very possible I swallowed a tooth last night.
Like, just happened here?
Yeah. Today, right?
Or it fell out?
Oh,
honestly. Yeah.
Wow.
Honestly.
Holy cow.
Dude.
Well, it's like the facing.
Oh.
Like the actual tooth is back there, but they put in like a dental, like a facing.
Right.
That has been there for 20 years.
I heard it, yeah. But that's just exposed dangling nerves that it.
No,
they touch.
There's nothing to it. Like
it's
it was
back tooth.
It was
horrible
like
pain.
When I was extremely poor, this was called normal.
Really?
And then dental guy said, you can't be going on TV looking like that, so let's fix this up for you. And I said, okay, let's do that. And it's been the same ever since until
I'll tell you what, before we leave LA, we're going to get that tooth fixed.
Oh, no.
Oh, here he is.
He's back.
Yeah.
He's recovered from TMZ.
Yeah.
And that voice is Jake Kemp.
Hello.
Hey, Jake.
So we're all here. Okay, let's start with Jake. So last night after team dinner, Jake, I think, had one of the more underrated prognostications, predictions of what we saw transpire that I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it was very, like, he's Nostradamus of drug users.
So we're...
Yeah. I'll take that, actually. Yeah.
We're in an Uber, coming back from the restaurant, all right, going back to the hotel, because they wouldn't let us ride with you guys. So
we tried to get at least one more of you, and you guys were like, no, man, we got our own club. We're going to ride. Okay.
So we get in the car, and we go about a quarter mile, and we see a dude lying in the middle of the street, and we're way past Skid Row, all right? We're past all the the bad stuff, the tents.
Which was terrible.
Yeah, it was horrible. So it wasn't like a homeless guy. It was a guy that looked to be pretty decently dressed, and he was in the middle of the road in a huge, busy intersection.
Like on his back.
Face down?
On his back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jake, out of nowhere, I mean, seriously, right? Like, out of nowhere, he goes, I think that dude's huffing.
So that's paint.
He's like in his back, right? So Jake says, man, I think that dude may be huffing. And as soon as Jake said it, he sat up like the Undertaker.
And looked right at Jake.
And got up and kind of had a can
of paint.
And started huffing right there and then kind of lunged at a car like he was saying, what?
Touch me first.
Yeah.
To a station wagon.
Then our Uber driver, trying to get ahead of the situation, I guess, started kind of leaning toward like he was going to hit him.
Yeah.
Gave
him the Tony Stewart.
What are you doing? What's
you.
Happening
That's very
here?
Good. I viewed our, like our Uber driver thought this might be a free one.
Yeah.
Like this guy's all jacked up. Yeah. Maybe I just kind of curve over a little bit.
I already had a ding on the front left bumper.
He predicted a huffing incident.
That's impressive. Yeah.
And then he started huffing right there.
Yeah, his whole face was
the
silver.
By huffing.
Yeah, it was not good.
I felt like in Mad Max. Decent at that point if you're huffing?
What's that?
Huffing's like really dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
I would say if you add to that huffing in the middle of a crowded
street. Yeah, the danger is the car.
It's tough to really add another factor to end it right there, right?
I don't know.
Not good.
Yeah, as lying flat on your back in at nighttime in the middle of a busy intersection. Yeah, that adds the level of death.
And we discussed it a little bit. You said you think you need a bag usually for huffing because he seemed to be just spraying it in his mouth.
I don't even know what was going
on. Or like across his mouth and breathing in the gas?
He didn't have a bag.
Right.
But half of his face was clown painted. And he was making like really herky-jerky robotic moves. And
it was weird.
I've seen it before, folks.
Yeah, clearly
he had. I
knew
it was paint.
So we make it back to the hotel.
Thank you.
We make it back to the hotel for a few after-hours drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the real fun started.
Should have come down. Geez. Had too much work to do. I knew you guys were down there drinking pops.
There was an unusual amount of laughter, even for this bunch, to the point of, as Bob has warned me before,
the bartender's like, okay.
Can you guys just bring it down a tad?
See, in my head, everyone else at the bar was also kind of laughing.
They weren't.
They
definitely were not.
I'm pretty sure.
I thought we were killing it.
I was looking around every 15 minutes like, man.
Corby scream laughs and everything.
And Donovan, do you remember when Donovan went full compound laugh? I don't even remember what caused that.
Meatballs.
It was the meatball story, yeah.
It was that for 2 hours.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we had some fun.
Yeah, with Corby, we had that incident in December where I was across the dining room.
In Lajitas.
At Lajitas. And we were having a good old time, and Corby was definitely the identifiable voice from across the way. And it just gradually went from he's having a good time, let's let him have a good time, to, oh my gosh, those families over there look really uncomfortable. And it just got a little bigger and a little bigger.
Language is getting saltier.
Dude. Yeah, and so I totally get we're having a good time, but I think the better time we're having, the less likely we are to be cognizant of what the rest of the restaurant is hearing.
I didn't even know there were tables of people.
Yeah.
You want to hear the best part about it?
You rolled on it?
So they left. Oh. Corby's table left, and I swung over to the table with the kids, and I'm like, hey, sorry about my buddy, no big deal. I hope you guys had a good dinner. And they're like, we know Corby. Like
oh no.
Like, were they even from your club or something? Like, they were just people up there who knew it. That's Corby Davidson from The Ticket, of course. It's an honor to be laughing.
Scream laughing for 45 minutes.
F-bombs and scream laughter. It was a wonderful thing.
So somehow, I don't know how this got started.
I bet I know.
Maybe you guys know. Somehow, our ire turned to Jake, and we're really going after him from an athletic perspective. How did it start?
I don't know.
I have no idea. Yeah, I mean, I think this is common for at least two of you, Shale and Corby, mm-hmm. just making fun of me for sucking at sports. It's something you both like to do a lot. Donovan usually lays off of it, but I can tell it's tacit support for them.
Okay, right.
He doesn't have
right.
to say anything.
Sits there and laughs.
Like in one sport. What are we talking about?
I believe Mike's claim was, can we ask everyone here, have you ever been around Jake when anything sports-related was happening and thought, boy, that guy's a good athlete?
Man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like a nice delivery of that question.
I don't even remember how it started, but I know it ended up on me, and I said to Mike, Terrence Williams style at the cabaret, let's go out front right now. 20, 40, 50, 100
okay,
yards.
You know what? I do remember that.
Mile 13.1. Yes. I will smoke your ass right now.
Jake challenged him to any distance. Anything. Name the distance. Yeah. I will win.
20 yards, you got a chance, Shale.
A gentleman's decline.
And then I started trying to hype that up. I want to see that happen in the middle of the streets in downtown L.A. Let's go!
Well, so you're the promoter of the event.
Of course. Yeah. I'm king in this thing.
Mike was trying to agree to a 5-yard race.
Yeah. Burst. I'm a burst guy.
So now, how many people at the table have lost in a sprint to Killer?
Not me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not you?
No.
Yeah, I haven't.
Mike lost by transitive property. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I lost to Corby's son because a hamstring injury clipped me with about 10 yards to go when I was leading significantly.
And
the little kid won.
So you're my college football team actually won the SEC.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, somehow, and I don't think I was the one that started this, somehow it turned to arm wrestling.
Yeah. I heard you said you could beat anybody left-handed.
You brought it up.
Okay.
You brought up
left-handed.
Very believable.
All right. Yeah. On brand, 100%.
Yeah.
So arm wrestling.
So in my head, I am not as strong as Jake. I fully realize that. Mm-hmm. Okay? And he's 15 years younger than me. Mm-hmm. I fully realize that.
We'll get to that.
But left... Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. But I think... As a left-hander, I could take his left hand, his off hand, all right? Okay. So that's going through my brain. And he's just like, let's go. Let's just see. Let's go. Let's do it. And so we literally clear the bar out.
Dude, we made so much noise clearing the bar out, like scooting the chairs around, clearing the space, like everyone around us. What are these clowns doing?
I thought everyone around started cheering, circling. I'm not remembering this.
No. They scouted us big time.
Like big pitchers of beer, like, hey, singing songs. It's like a soccer match.
And of course, Mr. Man right here, the betting man. Oh, I got Corby.
Let's get some action
$100 on Corby. And I was like, I will take that bet 10 times over. I'm on Team Jake.
Every
Let's
one
go.
Of y'all 10 to noon has a gambling problem. All
That's
of
correct.
It's a pathogen.
Yeah, I wouldn't say problem.
Now, to Mike's credit, Mike did have sound rationale here on betting on me. He goes, I lost money to you last Super Bowl.
Last time we all went to a Super Bowl together.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was an
impressive athletic feat.
A feat of unusual strength. Yeah.
Unusual strength. And his left hand and arm were involved in that set.
Yeah.
That same so I'm like, all right.
And so he looks at me and he's like, you're my horse. I'm like, yeah, cool.
I remember I gave him a wink of,
I got this. I think I tried to bump the bet up.
Oh yeah,
but it wasn't my money. It wasn't. I didn't have to pay anything.
Double it.
Yeah.
Only
so
100, huh?
You double it. Now.
Well, and when it was pitched to me this morning, I didn't know the outcome, and I'm like, well, yeah, Jake, and that seemed weird to me. Like I get that he did well last year, but that wasn't a head-to-head matchup.
Yeah. So
someone with a leverage advantage.
I'm thinking
the entire thought is left-handed.
Yes, that's
I'm relatively strong. I can do nothing with my left hand. I can't beat anyone at arm wrestling with my left hand.
I know that Jake always positions himself at dinners when we're all around because he's left-handed.
Right.
So when you brought that up, I was like, it's dominant hand versus dominant hand.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And so right after he beats me in like 1 second.
Yeah. Not even close.
And I'm like, and I can feel it, like getting ready to. I'm like, and you can hear me go, oh dear. And so he takes me down, and then he looks at me and he goes, I'm left-handed. I'm like, yo, damn it!
Yeah.
Damn it!
I yell damn it, too. I didn't
we
know.
We didn't get the Soroy Sirius as your arm's being slammed into the table.
Sorry, I got played. It was like Minnesota Fats playing a game of pool against some guy.
It looked like a hydraulic press had just been turned on.
Yeah.
I had enough time to like make sure we didn't break anything. Like, I set him down like
yeah,
nicely.
Gentle.
And
yeah, gentle.
Yeah.
It was
stable.
Nice. It was very kind, yeah. The way that you just kind of softly landed yeah. my hand. I was yeah. like, oh
man.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
2 out of 3.
And right as the back of your hand hit, I hit Venmo $100 to Donovan before I sat back down at the bar.
You're good about that.
I'm like, what
you
the
really
hell?
Are.
I'll give you that.
Yes.
And then, as per most of this conversation, I had no idea until I woke up this morning and saw on my email like $100 Venmo. I'm like, what the hell is that?
Well, then
what did I buy?
Then that turned into, Corby, you're paying this whole bill. And I'm running the son of a bitch up.
Yeah, loses pay.
So,
yeah.
Drinky McDrunken fart over here.
Yeah, Shale's revenge. The revenge.
He
of
drinks $100 worth of booze.
Absolutely.
Was, what, three
just to put on my bill.
Place,
I don't even. Yeah. I don't even know what it was.
They put the bill down, and I'll say essentially what it was because I look at him. He looks at it, and he looks at me. I go, "That's over $250,000." If you want to look at it like that. And then us two chuckle asses couldn't figure out the tip for a good 5-10
minutes.
That's
too hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So
it's whatever you think it should be.
Now, I was incredibly happy to lose to Jake because my night had been made.
Oh, my gosh.
It had been made in spades 1,000 times over, which will tell you what happened, what glorious moment happened next. 5:54 here on the Hardline. We got one more Power Hour segment with our buddies. The community quick hits will take place as things are kind of winding down here on a Wednesday afternoon at the Media Center in Los Angeles. So Donovan is here, George is here, Jake is here, Soroy is here. And we're telling the story of...
He's got some sports thing going on behind you, Bob. It's
yeah.
a big-time interview. I don't know what's happening, but...
We're probably talking football, right?
A lot Heck of sports
yeah.
going on.
Heck yeah.
So we're in the middle of our fun last night. Do you know what time things shut down?
Yeah, where'd you guys all go?
I don't. I think it was close to 11 o'clock Pacific time,
yeah.
but I'm not quite sure.
Okay,
I don't know exactly what time.
I went up at 10:50.
Okay.
And I was in the elevator with you, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Two of them were...
a lot of spotty things
we're trying
going
to piece
on.
It
Between
together.
The four of y'all, we may be able to put this together.
The arm wrestling thing, I mean, it was the culmination of a grand evening.
Yeah. You didn't make that girl watch, did you?
Okay, so I'm certainly glad you brought up the girl, because...
There was a girl?
There was a girl.
Oh, there was a girl.
I went down there.
Oh, Bebe's boobs.
And it took me about 30 seconds to realize, hey, you know what? The girl is
certainly
main event here.
Must leave.
Boy, and Bob dipped out so quickly.
It wasn't. I believe I tried to tell a story, and they were all so taken by conversation with the fake Penelope Cruz over here that I just said, you know what, you guys have a great night.
Personally, I was actually more interested in the photo of Coach O from outside Staples.
Like, if Coach O can't...
It didn't move the needle.
No.
It did for me.
Not when there's a girl involved, no.
And we're all trying to be overly funny and impressive, which we were.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
Of course.
We were killing it. So there was a young lady there, and she was from Houston. And so there was an instant connection because we're from Dallas.
Same state.
Wow, imagine that.
And she's currently living in San Antonio.
Same state.
She, to her credit, she was initiating a lot of this conversation with us.
No question.
Trying to get to know us and all that stuff. She worked for Guess, which I immediately went into the only thing I know about Guess. And I said, man, that iconic shot of Anna Nicole Smith has still got to be, you know, one of the biggest things you guys ever did. She was like, oh, yeah. And so we had that conversation.
That
you
killed
know.
15 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot going on, George. There's a lot going on. But she was talking about how she had kids that were already out of college. And, oh, yeah. And
nothing
so,
would surprise us.
So
she ate his ass.
One of us were like, well, how old are you, or something like that? And she
I
goes,
know.
She goes, well, why don't you guys guess how old I am? And so I go, well, you kind of gave it away because you have kids out of college. So if I said you're 35, that doesn't, the math doesn't work out. So you're in your 40s.
That's not exactly how you phrased it, but okay, keep
right,
going.
Right. She did say, she told us that she goes, I'm Hispanic. And,
really?
And you remember
Lord,
my response?
I forgot about this part.
Yeah, yeah. Good. What is wrong with
Aaron?
You?
What?
Yeah, it's not
Aaron. You say I'm Asian.
Well, hold on to that thought, too.
You needed her to tell you she was Hispanic?
No, she offered it up, and I said,
no,
oh,
no,
well.
But you couldn't.
But we knew.
Identify
yeah.
her?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
That's why we thought you got out of there so quickly, Bob. Saw a Hispanic woman. He just
I thought
he
was yeah.
I already have one.
Holy water, oh, holy yeah. water.
So she had us guess her age, which I believe she was
always dangerous.
I think I said 45.
Yeah.
Just
yeah, but
because
it's,
she had
only,
kids.
It's not offered unless they're attractive.
Yeah.
It's not
yeah,
that dangerous, you know? Like, it's yeah. not offered by a woman
that's
who knows
true.
She's
how old do you think
aging poorly.
Now, yeah, she was a number, all right? So she, I would have said, had I not known she had kids out of college, I would have said she's 40, right? That seemed about
sure.
right.
Yeah, pretty sure. much.
But she's like, she said she was 49. And I was like, oh, okay.
And holding.
Well, you're doing great. You look wonderful. And she goes, well, how old are y'all? And...
Uh-oh.
What? What did you
don't tell me
just
Corby
keep
lied.
Going. Keep going.
You were wondering why we were doing
There's
this.
There's only one reason we're doing this.
This would be the moment.
So There's she was like, she goes, well, let me, this. I'll guess y'all's age. And I was like, all right, well, go ahead. So she looks at me.
That's when I left.
I'm good. Check, please. Sports
I'm
Center.
I'm good.
She looks at me first, and she goes, you are 30.
Dang.
And immediately, the three of us went, oh, holy.
Yeah. We're going to hear this forever. Oh, my gosh.
Put this just, next to the shiftlet goal.
Oh, my God.
Slow
and then
it's
going to be
grin.
Unbearable for the rest of the evening.
And then I was like, I mean, I won. Like, I won gold right then. Because they weren't going to be younger than me. I'm 30. There's no way they're in their 20s, right?
Good thing I wasn't there, hammered with a cigarette dangling from my lips. How do you think I am?
What he did was he immediately told her, hey, can you join my my afternoon drive radio show tomorrow at 3:30? Yeah, I'll kind of tell this story.
We'll do drive time. And
she's like, God.
So then she tells Saroy that he's 37 or something. And
35.
Donovan was like,
I think I remember 37.
Really?
Yeah.
Serious? Might have been 47.
Yeah.
No, it was.
Donovan was 32. And Jake was 32, right?
Yeah, that's a loss for me, though. Like, I thought when she told me that, I didn't know
the
numbers she had given all of you.
Like, Jake, you should have been, like, 13.
I'm like, that's fine. Yeah, 5 years younger. And then I find out she lopped half of Corby's age off.
So then,
not that
boy,
so
that
then,
is a big win for you. That's
it was,
awesome.
It was
unbearable. Like, as soon as it crossed the lips, the three of us just...
Did you have to do that?
Because I can tell
well,
you
I
that
bring,
it was...
I didn't bring it up again.
Oh, it was brought up at least
sorry,
35
times. Told you funny,
honestly, that's man. Why she left. Because over the course of, like, the next 15 minutes, she was tired of hearing him talk about it. That and the next game of... Guess my people.
Okay.
Oh, no. Corby.
So.
It's time for America's
This is where it gets interesting.
Yes,
because I, as you've said, you're lucky to have me as a teammate because it could go any direction, right? We can cover a lot of bases here.
Mike McDaniel of the ticket.
Yes. Right. Right. So we asked her, okay, what do you think I am? And she was, like, looking at me, you know, and that's when she said she was Hispanic or whatever. And I was like, oh,
she's really studying hard.
So she looks at me, and, like, 5 minutes later, she goes, okay, I think I know.
Coda.
And I go, all right. She goes.
Oh, what would you guess is the worst guess if you're staring at Corby?
The worst? I don't know.
She gave two.
Yeah, she says that you're a mix of Puerto Rican and Thai.
Like a hot fusion restaurant.
Nailed it.
Hey, you want to go there tonight for dinner?
Great.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
But, Mino, Asian. Little Asian.
Yeah.
Right? So, what was done the other night, it all kind of it works out. Like
Checks out.
Yeah. But I wasn't upset by that. That's fine. It's not the best combo.
How honorable.
We'll take it, right? We'll take it.
What does that mean?
It's not the best combo. Well, what's the best combo?
Yeah, what is the best combo?
What's on top of the combo scale?
We'll have to, I'll talk
pure
about that
pure white, Donovan.
Puerto Rican Thai P1.
100%, Danny.
There's two
There's
Puerto,
one
Rican
Puerto Rican Thai P1. Like, hey.
It's slowly turning down the volume.
Let's see what else is on.
So y'all chased her off.
He was like, finally, finally, I recognize.
That's me.
So who'd she have winning the big game? She gets bumped.
Yeah, we didn't. She was more of a baseball enthusiast, we found out. That was another
problem. What's that supposed to
mean? Well, it wasn't over because then he made her play Process of Elimination to figure out that he could claim Native American.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You're like, my people are from here.
Oh, yeah.
And he was winking at her.
Yeah, that threw her a curveball.
Like, what do you mean?
Here.
L.A.?
I think I'm going to call it a night. Nice to meet y'all.
Grabs her purse.
Yeah.
She did have to excuse herself to the ladies' room and put the cover over her drink to make sure that...
That Saroy, who was sitting next to her, didn't roofie her.
Roofie pockets over here.
Yeah.
Jeez. Start...
Like a Vegas card dealer, just throwing around the whole block. Just tiny splashes.
Do the three of you remember how hard you were debating what exactly is kids' event tonight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I think I
like you just kept reading the same seven words over and over and debating whether or not Larry Centers is doing a stand-up set.
Larry Centers?
Because
it's Laugh with the Legends. So I thought that meant the football legends were doing comedy.
Yeah, like, but it's Ed Too Tall Jones. Yeah. Steve Berline, Larry Sinners, and someone else, and he thinks they're going to get on stage and do a set.
Yeah, Thurman Thomas as well.
Okie State.
And I would gladly go to that, and I think that'd be funny, but then I realize it's probably...
They're just going to be there.
Yeah, getting Thurman Thomas, picking up their
his
payment.
First joke is, you guys ever lose your helmet at the Super Bowl?
Right. I sure do.
Larry Sinners.
Yeah. Tell me that doesn't sound funny. Larry Sinners doing comedy.
Stephen F. Austin Lumberjack.
That's a good idea.
Oh, thanks,
that's Craig. Is that a 100 reception season there, Craig?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, he does do a whole playlist. I love it.
Yeah, yeah, it's great.
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable.
So, George, you hanging around for Super Bowl trivia?
Is that what we're doing next? We used to do that,
Whatever
Bob.
Happened to Super Bowl trivia,
I don't know.
George?
You ended it.
I didn't mean to end it.
We used to go to the NFL Experience together, too. We used to do all sorts
Kick
of cool
field goals.
Yeah, what happened to the field goal?
Oh, yeah, we sort of tried a little bit. We did learn quickly that Donovan or I cannot be the kicker in that scenario. But here, I'll ask you guys. I don't even want
to
ask
You have
Corey.
To be a child?
Yeah,
don't ask
Corey. Last time you tried a field goal.
No, okay, yeah.
Oh, it's been a long time.
George, the question could
maybe a month.
Three of us from the ticket cleanly operate an NFL, old school NFL extra point?
Deep snapper.
Snap, hold, kick. Zero practice.
No
walk
practice?
Out, walk out there
I will
one
promise
shot.
You the snap will be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going for a long snapper, but you're the commander.
Yeah, let me land.
Whatever you want, the job is yours. But we don't know who's going
to... Jake can hold.
Okay. I can hold. I told you that today.
You can't kick because you don't know how to kick anything.
That's correct.
He doesn't even know if he's right or left-footed. He's unsure.
Corby wants to be the kicker. There's no doubt. But I did hit a 37-yarder at the Alamo Dome the last time the Cowboys trained.
No.
To
boom.
Call.
That is true.
Boom.
I can't believe that.
Understand, in the NFL, you have about 2.1 seconds to get it off the ground.
Yeah, I'm more worried about the hold.
Not going to be a problem.
Okay.
If the snap is pure, the hold is there.
Oh, look at all these.
This part of the operation is fine.
They think they can do anything without practice. Just stepping out there.
He's a Romo fan. He can hold.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Come on. I was having a great
day. Even I wouldn't crack that one.
Sports joke. Sports joke.
At the Super Bowl.
Well, he's not going to hear it then.
So what?
Sports joke.
I need a can of paint
Respect.
Immediately.
No, you start huffing?
A six pack, please.
Bob. That's paint.
Sherman Williams.
All right. Well, thank you,
the
boys.
The strongest you got.
Thanks, Hardline.
The good stuff.
We'll see you at the Larry Center's Joke Fest.
That's right.
We'll all be there.